All right, we're here with Andy Grammer here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. Thank you very much for doing this interview, of course.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yes. So, of course, you performed here at Star 94, of course, here in Atlanta. And tell me about your song, you know, Keep Your Head Up. You know, I love that song. You know, and the first time I heard it, I was in a trip in Rhode Island, of course. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, it's a song that I wrote because I was street performing, and I hadn't sold very many CDs that day when I was street performing. So I went home, sat in my apartment, and then wrote a little song.
Really? Thank God. And where are you from?
Grew up in New York, from L.A.
Really? And you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A. now, yeah.
Is that where you wrote that song, in L.A.?
In L.A., yeah.
Really? Because that's such a positive song. I think, Ashley, it's a lot of that Bobby McFerrin song, of course. Don't worry, baby, be happy, of course. And especially in this economy where a lot of people sometimes are depressed or what's going through their minds, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think Keep Your Head Up is the way, you know, this song resembles now, don't you think?
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
When people say they love your song, Keep Your Head Up, what do you think?
Well, you get a lot of really pretty sweet stories about how they really needed it in their day or something happened and the song came on when they're like, oh my God, I really needed that right now. Thank you so much for writing that. It's sweet, yeah.
Exactly. If you could keep a lot of people from being depressed or committing suicide, whatever, but just with that song, what would that mean to you?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, even it doesn't have to be that deep. If you could just, like, if you're depressed because you didn't get a job you wanted, or the bottom line is you got to keep your head up, but you can let your hair down. Like, life can be tough, but you still got to have fun.
Exactly. Know? I heard that song, you know, on a sunny day, the first time I heard it in Rhode Island, in my car, you know, and people could relate on a rainy day, you know what I'm saying? Keep your head up, you know. What influences do you have in your music? What other artists do you like?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a mix between, like, Lauryn Hill, Coldplay, and John Mayer.
Really?
All those together.
How does Lauryn Hill affect your music?
I just love hip-hop, and I love beats and fast lyrics.
Really?
Yeah.
And Coldplay. Tell me about Coldplay. Have you met Coldplay yet?
I haven't met them yet, no. But they use really simple hooks that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
So I like that, yeah.
I like how you beatbox with your mouth. What was that song you did?
The last song I did was Snow Patrol, a cover of Snow Patrol.
Yes. And, of course, Michael Jackson did that, too, when he was alive, too, of the beatboxing with his mouth, of course, too. You know, does Michael Jackson influence your music, too?
I love Michael Jackson. Yeah, he's amazing.
Really? Yeah. And in addition to that, what's your second single that's going to be after Keep Your Head Up?
Yeah, you know, we're not sure yet. We're still choosing right now. So
okay.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Know.
And people can find you at Andy Grammer.
AndyGrammer.com. Follow me at Andy Grammer on Twitter, Andy Grammer on Facebook. Facebook Music, yeah. Check me out, everybody.
What's happening after Atlanta? What's the next tour?
I'm heading back out on tour with Colby Calais. Been out with her for about a month. We're going to do another month, yeah.
Okay, and tell me about Colby Calais. How is it working with her?
She's incredible, man. Her voice is amazing, and she's just a solid talent. She's really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you much, Andy Grammer, here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station.
Appreciate it.